It's the California Update from KRCB Radio. I'm Mark Prell. A lack of tax revenues means California's Medi-Cal program is about to take another hit of $15 million. As Lori Abbott reports, one health care plan is already absorbing cuts to help its low-income patients.
Even though state revenues were higher than last year, they weren't enough to stop automatic trigger cuts. The cuts to Medi-Cal may be less severe in Southern California, where one health care plan has decided not to pass along a 10% rate cut mandated in Assembly Bill 97. Howard Kahn, CEO of LA Care Health Plan, says cutting rates to their Medi-Cal provider network would ultimately hurt the low-income patients they set out to serve.
What we feared was that if we didn't absorb these cuts, at least on a temporary basis, that we would lose additional physicians to the system, which means patients would lose their doctors.
The Tier 1 trigger cuts also include cuts to higher education, the Department of Developmental Services, and in-home supportive services. All of the cuts become effective January 1st.
That's Lori Abbott. It's been one of the driest Decembers on record so far in the Sierra Nevada, which is a key water source for California. But state officials say that's not something to worry about just yet. Murray Roos is a chief hydrologist for the State Department of Water Resources. He says thanks to wet weather last year, statewide reservoir storage is in good shape right now, about 125% of average at the beginning of this month.
Normally, we start to gain storage during the month of December. This year, at least so far, we're losing storage. So that number may well be 115% by the end of the month. But definitely a good carryover situation that will help out if we have a less than average water year.
January is when monthly snow surveys begin. That's to assess the snowpack and its water content. Find other state and local stories at northbayvoice.org. That's the California Update from KRCB Radio. I'm Mark Prell.